This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The suicide rate in America is increasing. That not only makes it an important public health issue, it also has become an election year issue. Antonio Delgado is a congressional candidate in New York. His tweet explained that suicide rate increased in nearly every state from 1999 to 2016, including an increase of 29% in New York. We must commit funding to help those suffering from mental health conditions and let them know that they are not alone. Illinois congressional candidate Sarah Daddy reported that suicide rates are up across gender and age in the U.S. Take a minute on World Suicide Prevention Day today and tell someone that they are important to you. It could save a life. First, let me assure you that the numbers I just cited are correct. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the suicide rate rose in all but one state, with increases across age, gender, and ethnicity. And it's also worth noting that in more than half of those suicides, in 27 states, the people had no known mental health conditions before they ended their lives. Second, suicide is being viewed not only as a mental health problem, but as a public health one as well. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death, and suicides account for more than twice as many deaths as homicides. Finally, there are many reasons for suicide. Mental health professionals, for example, point to the economic downturn 10 years ago. The dramatic rise in opioid addiction is another reason. And a third concern is suicide contagion. That is the idea that exposure to suicide may increase the chance of suicide for some. Suicide has become a major health issue. That's why we're hearing more about it on these political campaigns. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From Universal 1440, Unbroken, Path to Redemption, the rest of World War II hero Louis Zamperini's true story, now playing rated PG-13.